Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Ha ha ha. From the award-winning composer, arranger, producer, educator, and trombonist Nick Finzer, that was the tune Weatherman off his 2020 CD called Cast of Characters. This is a longtime friend of the show that brings the joy and power of jazz to traditional fans and the most modern 21st century audiences that are out there. And we caught up with Nick prior to the big mid-March coronavirus shutdown of live jazz to talk about this new CD. We had no idea what world we were walking into. And this is what he had to say about this new project.
Hopefully people can take the music and just close their eyes and think about it, like, who is that person that inspired them, or who is a person that, you know, the way that they play is like almost mystical to them, and they really want to figure it out, or it just takes them to a new place.
Nick got a good backbone in jazz via his master's at Juilliard's prestigious jazz program, where he was mentored by trombone legend Steve Turi. On this new album, Nick pays homage to those that have left a deep impact on our lives. Each of us responds and develops along our journey with influences of the people that we meet along our path. We follow, we depart, we react, we grow in a whole lot of ways based on the experiences that we encounter. Our expectations of reality are often met with a different truth, and that's what this album is all about, and it's another leap for him in his career growth. Great to have him on the show. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the middle of America, a jazz town, one waiting to get back to it when this coronavirus is snarfed out. This is episode 648, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. We are here to give you jazz, always and gladly. From the gifted composer Michel Legrand, known for his work with the studios and for films and jazz classics, this is the Miles Davis LP with the song Wild Man Blues, circa 1958.
Trombonist Nick Finzer, and you're listening to Cast of Characters on Neon Jazz Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the very talented modern-day trumpeter Jeremy Powell with the song Love is Simple off the CD The Art of Intimacy, Volume 1, circa 2020. His curiosity has made him one of the most multifaceted cats as an artist, leader, sideman, and composer. From jazz pianist and hip-hop producer Robert Glasper, recorded with his electric quartet, this is the Robert Glasper Experiment. It's Afro Blue off his fifth studio album, Black Radio, as the show moves on.
Yeah. Hi, this is Keith Oxman, tenor saxophonist from Denver, Colorado. You're currently listening to my new CD recording called Two Cigarettes in the Dark on Neon Jazz Radio with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was Denver-based saxophonist Keith Oxman with the title track off his 2020 CD, Two Cigarettes in the Dark. Done with the great Houston person, this album delivers one of his most profound albums and one of the best out on the contemporary jazz scene today. We always dig having him on the show with new material, and we caught up with him here at the show around the beginnings of the coronavirus quarantine in late March 2020, and this is what he had to say about the recovery.
Well, I think that once people get, it's just a gut feeling, once people get past this fear that's going on and we get past what is actually going on and people feel like it's safe to be out, I can't imagine that the crowds aren't going to be larger. I would think that they would be. I'm sure people are going to be chomping at the bit to get out, and I'm sure musicians are going to be thrilled to be playing. I would think the initial performances would be really special and really charged.
From the original leader of the New England Conservatory of Music's jazz program, this is composer, conductor, horn player, author, historian, and jazz musician Gunther Schuller, joined by the great violinist Joe Venuti. This is the tune Happy Feet as we shuffle on around here.
My name is Alma Geber, a jazz singer here from New York City. You're listening to my debut album, Dearly Beloved. This is on Neon Jazz with Joe DeNeo.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition, it depends on you. I never mind the rain in the skies if I can find that sunshine in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you. When I hate you, it's 'cause I love you, and that's how I am. What can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition, it depends on you. And I never mind the rain in the skies if I can find that sunshine in your eyes. Sometimes I love you and then I hate you. But when I hate you, it's because I love you. And that's how I am. What can you. I never mind the rain and the skies if I can find that sunshine in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you, and that's how I am. What can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
That was New York-based jazz vocalist Nama Gaber with the song Sometimes I'm Happy off the 2020 CD Dearly Beloved. This is yet another CD released during the COVID-19 world of no live jazz. Her tunes are inspired by the emotionally direct compositions of Rodgers and Hart, Fields and Hugh, Cole Porter, and other great composers and lyricists of the 30s and 40s. She is possessed with an urbane and elegant voice. Her sensitive interpretation and crisp phrasing have become recognizable elements of her signature style and that timeless appeal she always has. We caught up with her here at the show to talk music, and she expanded on that love of jazz.
I look forward to working. I don't know how many people can say that don't, you know? Like, I anticipate gigs. As I grow older and I have more friends who have real jobs, I realize how much that's great and priceless. And the second thing is, as a vocalist especially, I think the connection with the audience, when the more I do this, the better rooms I get to play and the more people, you know, come out to actually hear me.
So one of her first shows was from the legendary vocalist Dee Dee Bridgewater. As we hear her explain, let's have a listen to the tune Hound Dog.
I was at the Red Sea Festival in 2009, which takes place in the southern city of Eilat in Israel. Generally a really good festival. And I saw Dee Dee Bridgewater, which is a pretty cool show to watch, I think, as a person. And I was like, wow, okay, this is great, and I really would want to be on that stage one day.
You like that? You told me you was high class, but I can see through that. Yes, you told me you was high class, but I could see through that. And Daddy, I know you ain't no real cool cat. You ain't nothing but a hound dog been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but an old hound dog snooping around my door. You can wag that tail, baby, look cute all you want, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. I'm telling you, you better listen. Dirty dog, you ain't nothing but a hound dog just a dirty old hound dog. Lord, look at you sniffing and scratching, trying to get in. I ain't opening up that door, huh? You is not my friend. Get on out of here. Scat!
This is Sebastian Amann, pianist originally from Switzerland, living in New York. I really recommend you listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. It's a really great show.
Thank you.
That was the great pianist Sebastian Amon with his Color Wheel. That was the 2020 tune King Korn revisited off his CD called Resilience. He started piano at the age of 7 in his hometown of Geneva, Switzerland, and he was collaborating with large groups and bands performing all over Europe and the United States as the years wore on. We talked to Sebastian here about the show, about his love of jazz, and these were his thoughts.
You're basically in the unknown of your own psyche in a way, and you're trying to figure out what's next, you know, and like opening up little doors, just learning about yourself, learning about who you are, and just feeling that every day there's another development.
Along with the music, he runs his own private studio and is on the faculty of the Turtle Bay Music School in New York City. So one of his first shows and his first real encounter, it was huge. This is legendary tenor sax man Sonny Rollins, the Saxophone Colossus, featuring Milt Jackson. This is a tasty tune and collection of music called No More off the CD Nuke and Bag Studio and Live Recordings, 53-65.
Let's see, one of the first live shows it was probably Sonny Rollins at the Victoria Hall in Geneva, Switzerland. I mean, and it was, I went up to him afterwards and got to, you know, just, you know, it was probably a 15-second little, you know, back and forth. But I remember asking him, where, you know, what schools are the best in the States? I'd like to go and study in the States. What schools do you recommend? Now, I must have been pretty young because, you know, I would never ask that question, you know, especially to someone of his stature now. But he just said, don't go to any school, just listen to the records and learn from the records. And that was a really meaningful interaction.
Thank you.
That was the always cool and hip jazz trumpeter Jonah Jones with the tune appropriate for this time of the show, The Party's Over, off his 1958 LP, Swinging on Broadway. So from the very hip jazz musician most commonly associated with the alto sax, but he did a whole lot more, we're going to close things out with John Handy III, joined by his quintet with the tune Dancy Dancy off the 1966 LP, the second John Handy album. No pretense there, just like his style, he's getting right into it. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a quarantine hero in my book, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us, let us know what's going on, especially during these times of ours. We're always here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Support all the arts. Keep jazz alive, and please enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.